Thank you. Welcome to our conference call about the results of 2006 and the forecast for the future. Let's get in detail immediately because we would like to present to you a lot of things. First of all, the highlights in 2006, just to remember that the City Arcaden opened this year in March, that we sold our shopping at Etrembières in April. We acquired the Galeria Bałtycka in Gdańsk in August, and in December, we acquired the Stadtgalerie in Passau and sold more or less parallel our Centro Commerciale Tuscia in Vitello. The next slide, you can see the key figures for the past 4 years, and as you can see, all the respective figures have risen quite remarkably, particularly in 2006. We will come to that in detail in a moment. First of all, some remarks on the acquisitions. The Galeria Bałtycka, a shopping center with 47,000 square meter leasable space and about 190 shops, is now 100% leased out. We expect grand opening for the beginning of October this year, and we expect an initial yield of 6.8%, which results in a net initial yield of 6.3%. From today's perspective, I mean, it's only eight months later, but markets have risen that dramatically during the last month. We could sold the shopping center at least for more than 10% than for the price we acquired that. The same is true for the Stadtgalerie Passau, although we have acquired that only in December, so 4 months ago. This shopping center with 21,000 square meter leasable space and 95 shops is already more than 70% pre-let. Opening is scheduled for autumn 2008, early autumn 2008, so in 15 months ahead from today. We acquired that at an initial yield of 6.1%, which results in a net initial yield of 5.5%. Again, because currently there is a comparable shopping center project on the market, we can say that today it would cost us at least 10% more than the price we've paid for that. Overall, during these 2 years, you know that our investment target amounts to 100 million-150 million euro, so on average, 125 million euro. In 2005 and 2006, we both exceeded these goals. Altogether, over 2 years, we made acquisitions or investments of almost 420 million euro. The disposals. In April, we sold Shopping Etrembières in France. We sold that shopping center for a price of 41 million euro, which resulted in an initial yield of 6.5% and a net yield of 5.7%. In addition, we saved a lot of taxes, income taxes, because we sold the shares of that company rather than the property, and you will see that in the P&L later on. Next slide. There it is. By the end of 2006, we then sold Centro Commerciale Tuscia. The price we realized was 57.6 million euro. The initial yield for that property amounted to 5.2%, the net initial yield 4.6%, plus additional taxes we've saved because, again, we sold the shares in the company rather than the property. Now we come to the results, and we need some remark before that. What had changed in the figures compared to 2005? First of all, we consolidated for the first time the new shopping centers in Gdańsk and in Passau. We sold the properties in Italy and France during the year, so we took out the respective figures for these companies as soon as they got out the portfolio. Rathauscenter Dessau, which was acquired by the end of 2005, was consolidated for the first time because we got it, we purchased this from a legal perspective on January 1st of 2006. The Main-Taunus-Zentrum, due to a higher participation that was purchased by the end of 2005, we were able to consolidate the Main-Taunus-Zentrum for the first time starting from January 1st. by quote into our figures. And finally, there was also an effect on the profit and loss accounts by the increased interest in the Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum by 7 percentage points from March 1st of 2006. Then we had an influence which was not reflected in the preliminary figures we published in late January this year. Due to IAS 32, we are now forced to treat the equity interest of our minority shareholders no longer as equity, but as debt, with the consequence that the share in the profits of the minority is now shown under the financial results, so above the bottom line of profit, whereas so far it was always shown below the profit line, where we split up the profit after taxes between the minorities and the group. That had an influence on the figures, on the EBT figures we will now present to you, and we will get more in detail to that later on. First of all, the key figures. The revenues increased, as expected, by almost 29% to 93 million euro. The earnings before interest and taxes by 50% to 86 million euro. Net finance costs dropped by 4% to 41 million euro, and the profit before taxes increased by 73% to 118 million euro. After taxes, the result was 100 million euro, so earnings per share came out to be 5.84 euro per share, compared to 5.70 euro that was published by the end of January as preliminary figure. In the end, it was slightly better. On the balance sheet side, equity almost 800 million, up 10%. The minorities are up 62% due to the acquisitions we've done in Passau and Gdańsk. The liabilities increased by 22%, almost to 800 million due to the acquisition, so total assets amounted to 1.8 billion. Equity ratio, and that includes, you see the two dots, that includes the minority interest, because from an economic point of view, it still is equity, even though IAS forces us to show that as liability, as long-term liability, but in fact, it's in our view, it stays to be equity. The equity ratio amounts to 50%, and the cash amount dropped down to 100 million euro, but still a lot of cash in the accounts. The balance sheet, a little bit more in detail. The non-current assets increased by 325 million euro to 1.65 billion euro now. On the other side, the current assets dropped by 73 million, mainly due to a lower amount of cash that was invested into our additional investments. Total assets, as already mentioned, 1.8 billion. Equity, including minorities, almost 900 million. Non-current long-term liabilities, 750 million. Deferred taxes increased by 11 million to 81 million, and current liabilities almost on the same level than the year before, with 64 million. Let's come to the reconciliation of the fixed assets. We started the year with 1.3 billion euro of fixed assets. Due to Hameln and partly also Klagenfurt, we had investments of 32 million. We had value increases in the properties of almost 70 million. Overall, the portfolio was valued on average by +4.7%. There was no one shopping center that was devalued. All had an increase, and the range varies between 2.3% and 12%+. And then the major part of the increase is due to the new acquisitions, Danzig, Dessau, Main-Taunus-Zentrum, the effect of consolidation, and Passau with 288 million euro. Then, due to the sale of the two properties in Italy and France, the fixed assets were reduced by the market value of these two properties of almost 84 million euro. Then we have an increase in our participation, the value of the participation in Wrocław by 3 million. Overall, fixed assets amount to 1,636 million euro. Some remarks on the valuation. The investment rating is stable with a very good rating, an A rating, so unchanged to the year before. Klagenfurt started with an A rating, Dessau with a B+ rating. Dresden and Breslau were increased in the rating from A to double A. All the others remained at A. The average cap rate for the valuation decreased to 6.44%, which results in a net initial yield, theoretical net initial yield within the portfolio of almost 5.4%. That is 7 basis points below 2005, and on a comparable basis, it was -10 basis points. We would like to point out that within the valuation, the values still take as costs that have to be deducted from the future rental income. They deducted 13.6% as costs, whereas we know that others take lower amounts, and if you would take only 8% as cost, that would result on the same initial yield in higher value for the whole portfolio of 150 million euro. I just mentioned that to give you an impression on how sensitive this cost function also is. Overall, if we look on today's markets, we would say there is still some room for maneuver, and it is still a conservative valuation we have got. It does not reflect any hidden reserves in the three developments that are underway. Now we come to the profit and loss account. The revenue, as already mentioned, increased by 29%, and we will show that through a bridge on the next slide. The operating income of 16 million is mainly influenced due to the two sales, which resulted in a sales gain of 14.8 million euro. The property operating and management costs increased due to the new shopping centers, but I would also like to point out that write-offs for rents amounted to only 0.3 million euro, which is 0.2% of our revenues, more or less the same figure than last year. We are very proud of all the tenants are able to pay the rents. The other operating expenses increased to 6.3 million, but that includes 2.1 million costs that are related to the two sales in France and Italy. Overall, EBIT +50% to 86 million euro, and the bridge between the comparable figure comes on one of the next slide. That's why I won't go through also to the financial result, because we've got also a bridge on that. The measurement gains and loss, the measurement gains amounted to 72.3 million euro, more than 22 million up compared to 2005. On the bottom line, we have got 117.7 million euro as profit before taxes, and then taxes, which were lower than the year before, although the profit is much higher. That is due to the fact that we sold France and Italy, and we were able to dissolve deferred taxes. By the end, 100 million euro consolidated profit or 5.84 euro per share. Now let's come to the revenue bridge. We achieved 72 million euro turnover in 2005. Due to the sale of Viterbo, we lost 0.3 million euro compared to the year before, and 2.4 million euro due to the sale of Annemasse shopping at Trombières. The new shopping centers, Wetzlar, Dessau, Main-Taunus-Zentrum, and Klagenfurt, resulted in an increase of 23.1 million euro, but we also adjusted these figures for the shopping center in Wolfsburg, which was restructured last year and had a turnover decrease of 500,000 euro, so that the adjustment is 22.6 million. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to show you the like-for-like growth, which amounted to 1.9% or +900,000 euro, so that in the end, almost 93 million euro was the turnover figure. The EBIT bridge we achieved out of the sale after the selling cost, a gain of 12.7 million, and the remaining increase in the EBIT is the operating increase of 16.1 million or 28% to 86.3 million euro. Now, the net interest expense bridge, we adjusted the 2005 figures for the minority interest in the profit. So the adjusted figure for 2005 was -39.3 million. The income from investments were reduced by 3.1 million due to the inclusion of the Main-Taunus-Zentrum into the consolidated figure, which resulted in a decrease in the income and investments. Interest income was slightly above 2005, and due to the sale of France and Italy, we repaid debt that saved 0.7 million euro in interest expenses, and the new shopping center, Wetzlar Main-Taunus-Zentrum in Klagenfurt, due to that, we had an increase in our net interest expense of 6 million, and the effect, the difference between the minority interest and the profit 2005 and 2006. 2005 was extremely high, and this year it was 6.6 million lower. That was mainly due to the fact that in 2005, the Wetzlar property, where we have a 35% minority interest, was valued for the first time, and we haven't had any of these effects in 2006, and that's why the share in 2006 is much lower. Overall, this is the reason for 41 million net interest expense. Now, probably one of the most interesting slides, the EBT bridge. We showed 117.7 million profit before tax. If you add to compare that to the year before and all the communication we had before, the profit attributable to our limited partners, an additional 6.4 million would have been the figure for the profit before tax, so overall, 124.1 million. If you then deduct from that the measurement gains of 72.3 million, the gains realized by the sale of 12.7 million, and then to find the right figure for the future, the profit share of the operating result of our minorities, the overall result was 6.4 million. 3.5 million is the part of the measurement gains that is attributable to our minority shareholders, and 2.9 million euro is the operating share of our minority shareholders. We come up with 36.1 million as adjusted EBT. Those two together amount to 39 million euro. Our projection always was 37 million-40 million, so we come up at the upper end of this range. And then finally, regarding next slide, please. Yeah. Finally, the profit bridge. We achieved 48.7 million profit after taxes and minorities in 2005. The valuation result after tax was 22 million higher than in 2005. Out of the sales together, we realized a profit of 22.8 million after taxes. It was 12.7 million before, 22.8 million after taxes, so 10 million taxes saved, which were dissolved. We come up with an increase of the profit after taxes from the operating result of 6.8 million or 14%. So overall, 100.3 million euro profit after taxes. The split up of the valuation result of 72 million, 22.3 million resulted from the initial valuation of Klagenfurt and Dessau. Most of it refers to Klagenfurt. I would like to point out that 6 million out of these 22 million were treated as expenses in 2004, 2005, and 2006 within the operating result, and now that comes up as valuation result again. Together, 22.3 million. The remaining portfolio that was revalued amounted to a revaluation result of almost 48 million euro. In turn, we had investments of 3.4 million, currency gains from Hungary and Poland of 1.1 million, and then we had a consolidation gain due to the increase of our shareholdings in Main-Taunus-Zentrum and Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum, which we were able to acquire below the fair value, and that resulted in a consolidation gain of 4.6 million, overall 72.3 million. 3.5 million out of this is for our minority shareholders, and then we have deferred taxes on the remaining results of 17.6 million. So the after-tax valuation result amounts to 51.2 million or €2.98 per share. The net asset value out of total assets of 1.8 billion, we deduct the non-current liabilities, excluding the deferred taxes of 850 million euro, and these 850 million euro include, in this case, the minority interest, less the current liabilities, comes up with a net asset value of Deutsche Eurosoft of 877 million or 51.05 euro per share. Slightly better than the preliminary results of January, 10% plus compared to 2005. If we then come to the forecast, today we have the laying of the foundation stone in Passau. Unfortunately, we cannot participate in that. In Gdansk, we will have the topping out ceremony by the end of May and the grand opening probably on the 4th of October 2007. You may have read already that we will propose to the AGM this year in June a dividend increase of 5% to €2.10. That can be also seen as the minimum dividend then for the coming years. And we also propose a share split that is mainly the main reason is just for technical reasons. There's no other thought behind that, because our share has a nominal value of €1.28 and would like to have to get that down to €1, because our share capital today amounts in the end to 72 cents, and that bothers us a little and always creates some technical problems bookkeeping, and that's why we want to clean that up. It's only a technical issue in our view. If we then look to the forecast, we made a forecast for 2 years, mainly for the reason that 2007, as already proposed in January, is a year where we don't expect any increase. These numbers show the heavy investment activity that is currently underway, because not only three projects are under construction, but we also already included a enlargement of the Main-Taunus-Zentrum in these figures, which again results in investment costs that are charged through P&L, and that is shown in the 2000, mainly in the 2007 figures. On the revenue side, that doesn't have any influence. These investment activities, the turnover will stay more or less stable compared to 2006, because the two shopping centers that were sold from the revenue side are mostly offset by the opening of Gdansk in October. but not totally, but mostly compensated. But then in 2008, due to the openings of Danzig and Passau and Hameln, turnover will increase by 18% to 108 to 112 million euro. On the EBIT side, you can see a little better these investment activities work. We expect that EBIT will decrease slightly in 2007 and then jump again by 23% to 87 to 90 million euro in 2008. And in 2009, there will be an additional increase because then Passau will be on stream for 12 months, because that is will be opened only in autumn of 2008 and contribute only for 3 months to these figures. But there you can see that already, and mainly in the profit before taxes line, you see a decrease of 4 to 5 million euro, where you can see that the interest expense increases after Danzig will be opened, and our interest income decreases by more than 1 million euro because we have heavily invested in these new investments, and we have used our liquid funds, so we don't see any big interest income anymore. But nevertheless, in 2008, EBT again will increase by 39%. That means compared to 2006, it will be a 19% increase in EBT to 42 to 44 million compared to 2006. These figures for 06, 07, and 08 already include the share of our minority shareholders that will be reflected in the financial results. Alain, we are now at the end, and I'm happy to answer your questions. Thank you very much.
We have our first question from Ben Hannes from Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Actually, just one question regarding the financial result in 2006 and going forward 2007. You said that you had lower interest costs, or actually a lower financial result in 2006, but that should be solely due to the fact that you put the extra gains from that came predominantly from the minorities into the financial result. That's correct.
Well, you show that from the bridge that without the change due to IAS 32, the interest expense would have been much lower, because that resulted in a plus of 6.6 million, because the difference between 2005 and 2006 is the reason for that. And without that change, the financial result would have been 6.6 million lower than the 41 we have shown.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question comes from Mr. Robert Focken from Maine First Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Robert Focken, Maine First. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well done on the figures. Very pleasing. You are showing a 4.7% like-for-like revenue plus. Will we be able to see this figure in 07, or will you be able to put something on top? Which leads me over to my second question. What's your current view on the on a retail rebound in Germany? How do you see currently your revenues coming in? What's your view on the second quarter? Recently, we heard very strong comments from Karstadt and from Hennes & Mauritz on kind of a rebound in the month of March. What's your view on that? Thanks.
Thank you for the first question. If I got it right, it referred to turnover increase, shopping centers, so the retail turnover. We achieved 3.3% on a comparable surface plus Germany, within our German shopping centers, and overall, including all that ring bothers me a little. including Hungary and Poland, by 4.7%. Was that your question? I didn't get that.
Yes. Will we see a similar figure in 07, or will this go up further? What do you think?
Well, that comes to your second question. I read that also, and I was very happy to read that, but I don't have any figures so far for the first quarter. That always takes 5 to 6 weeks after the end of the quarter, because we have to collect the turnover results from 1,600 retailers, and that takes some time, and then we will always get that 5 to 6 weeks after the end of the quarter. But from what I've heard out of the shopping centers is that March, in fact, was an excellent month, but we have to keep in mind that January and February were not that spectacular, because winter was absolutely too warm, and that resulted in very low figures for the textile retailers. And you know that we have mainly almost 50% are textile or fashion retailers. So what the average on the first quarter will be, we will see. I don't have exact numbers right now, nor do I have any numbers. I just have got feelings from the shopping centers. But what we all see on the street, if we walk through the pedestrian zones or through the shopping centers and watch that, what we can see is more and more people not only do window shopping, but they also purchase things, because they always have bags in their hands, and that is different to the situation 3-4 months ago.
Thanks very much. Can I maybe add one question? Compared to January, sir, has your overall confidence increased by now?
Yes, definitely yes.
Good to hear. Thanks.
The economy picks up, and whatever you see, the main trigger in Germany is the unemployment, and now we have got such an excellent development in the unemployment rate, because everybody who really has work, that creates purchase power. That will be consumed part of it, at least. But we are optimistic for 2007.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from Josh Smith from Metzler Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. I have one question concerning the costs for the new centers under construction, which run through the P&L over the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. Would it be fair to assume that these costs could amount to 2 or 3 million in 07 and to some, say, 1 or 2 million in 08? Would that be somewhat fair?
Well, fair is everything. No, but that would be for 07 and 08 by far too low.
By far too low.
Far too low.
Okay. Yep. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
We have a follow-up question from Robert Fockham. Please go ahead.
Right. One more. Now, we are just talking about an increased confidence here on Germany's overall situation, and particularly on the retail sector. If you take your revenue forecast for the full year, you're expecting a slight decline. I expect you would have put together this figure like a few months ago or so. So if you would assume that today's confidence holds and the environment stays as friendly as it looks right now, would you expect then to be able to surpass your revenue forecast possibly?
Could be possible.
Thanks.
That could be possible.
Should be pretty possible, sir.
Well, that could be possible.
Right.
It could be possible, because these figures are conservative, and also the turnover figure, particularly the figure for the turnover income component, and that. The plan is below the realized turnover figure of 2006, and that should at least be on the same level then in 2006. But on the other hand, we also have assumed a certain increase in the minimum guaranteed rent, and that requires that the inflation rate stays on the level that it is, because most of our income results from the minimum guaranteed rent, and if the inflation rate doesn't stay on this level but lowers, that would have an effect, because the next rent increase comes later. So I'm optimistic that we will achieve these results, and there is a chance that we will overachieve these revenue figures. But we have only 3 months behind us, and I haven't seen any turnover figures. So I stay with the answer that could be possible, yes.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
There are no further questions in the queue. I would like to turn the call back over to you for any additional or closing remarks.
No, Van, thank you very much for listening, and I'm sure we will see each other in due course. Thanks a lot, and have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.